Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear. Like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Paul Kuharsky is our jerk every week, but now it's time for him to pick his jerk of the week.
The jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Brought to you by Southern Jerky Company. Fresh homemade jerky made on site at their location across from Costco at 91 Seaboard Lane in Cool Springs.
My jerk of the week, I don't really know which side of this to come down on. Steve Specht, who is the head coach of St. Xavier High School in Ohio, or Coach Christ of Wisconsin. But Specht is basically doesn't deal with Wisconsin coaches over a beef with Christ dating back to Pitt, where, you know, when Christ arrived at Pitt, he was changing systems, and a kid from this high school didn't fit. And Christ said that he was pretty straightforward about the change that was coming and facilitated this kid going somewhere else. But there's bad blood left over, and a whole story detailing it at the Big Lead about how Specht saying, I haven't spoken to any of those coaches. This guy with prospects at his high school who might be well served to go to Wisconsin, be recruited by Wisconsin, who we're going to suffer the consequences of this spat going on between a high school coach and a college coach, which seems to me should be resolved. And I would think it'd got to be the college coach taking the high road and smoothing things out if some high school coach feels like there's been some big offense committed. But I'm going to give it half and half to the high school coach Specht, to the college coach Christ. Seems a little petty in this day and age of recruiting, and they got to find a way to resolve such things in order for everybody to function, kids not to be losing out on opportunity. Jerk of the Week's brought to you by Southern Jerky Company. Fresh homemade jerky made on site at their location across from Costco at 91 Seaboard Lane in Cool Springs.
The sad thing is, Paul, those things happen all the time between college coaches. A lot of times it's an assistant. Someone who rolled up into a school and disrespected someone there, and then boom, they're completely on the out with that program. Now, smart coaches, typically someone needs to be the bigger man, and a lot of times it probably needs to be the college coach that's actually going after those players.
Who says he's already tried to smooth things over, but apparently it's insufficient.
And if that's the case, then that high school coach needs to probably get over himself at some point and have a conversation with him.
And if I'm a parent, I'm saying to the high school coach, listen, I don't want you eliminating potential recruiting options for my kid over some personal beef.
Well, and also what's funny is there are now so many different handlers and guys that work with the high school players because they're 7-on-7 coaches. There's different camps they go to where they're being coached by someone different. College coaches would 95% of the time prefer to work with the high school coach. They love recruiting through the high school program as opposed to a 7-on-7 program. Much like a lot of old school basketball coaches would prefer to work through the high school basketball coach as opposed to the AAU coach. Now, it's reverse in basketball. You're 90% of the time dealing with the AAU program and not the high school coach. Football, you still deal with the high school coach a lot of times, which is a good thing for college coaches because they would prefer to deal with their high school coach.
And I guess at least in this guy's case, it's not Ohio State. at least it's out of state, yeah. Right?
Jerk of the Week presented by Southern Jerky Company.